The Supreme Lord, personality of Godhead, is himself this cosmos, and still he is aloof from it. From him only this cosmic manifestation emanated, in him it rests, and unto him it enters after annihilation. Your good self knows all about this. I have given only a synopsis. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. For a pure devotee, the conception of Mukunda, Lord Sri Krishna, is both personal and impersonal. The impersonal cosmic situation is also Mukunda, because it is the emanation of the energy of Mukunda. For example, a tree is a complete unit, whereas the leaves and the branches of the tree are emanated parts and parcels of the tree. The leaves and the branches of the tree are also the tree, but the tree itself is neither the leaves nor the branches. The Vedic version that the whole cosmic creation is nothing but Brahman means that since everything is emanating from the Supreme Brahman, nothing is apart from him. Similarly, part and parcel hands and legs are called the body, but the body as a whole unit is neither the hands nor the legs. The Lord is the transcendental form of eternity, cognition, and beauty. And thus the creation of the energy of the Lord appears to be partially eternal, full of knowledge, and beautiful also. The captivated conditioned souls, under the influence of the external energy, Maya, are therefore entrapped in the network of the material nature. They accept this as all in all, for they have no information of the Lord, who is the primeval cause. Nor have they information that the parts and parcels of the body, being detached from the whole body, are no longer the same hand or leg as when attached to the body. Similarly, a godless civilization, detached from the transcendental loving service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is just like a detached hand or leg. Such parts and parcels may appear like hands and legs, but they have no efficiency. The devotee of the Lord, Srila Vyasadeva, knows this very well. He is further advised by Srila Narada to expand the idea so that the entrapped conditioned souls may take lessons from him to understand the Supreme Lord as the primeval cause. According to the Vedic version, the Lord is naturally fully powerful, and thus his supreme energies are always perfect and identical with him. Both the spiritual and the material skies and their paraphernalia are emanations of the internal and external energies of the Lord. External energy is comparatively inferior, whereas the internal potency is superior. The superior energy is living force, and therefore she is completely identical. But the external energy, being inert, is partially identical. But both the energies are neither equal to nor greater than the Lord, who is the generator of all energies. Such energies are always under his control, exactly as electrical energy, however powerful it may be, is always under the control of the engineer. The human being and all other living beings are products of his internal energies. Thus, the living being is also identical with the Lord, but he is never equal or superior to the personality of Godhead. The Lord and the living beings are all individual persons. With the help of the material energies, the living beings are also creating something, but none of their creations are equal or superior to the creations of the Lord. The human being may create a small playful Sputnik and may throw it into outer space, but that does not mean that he can create a planet like the Earth or Moon and float it in the air as the Lord does. Men with a poor fund of knowledge claim to be equal to the Lord. They are never equal to the Lord. This is never to be. The human being, after attaining complete perfection, may achieve a large percentage of the qualities of the Lord, say up to 78%, but it is never possible to surpass the Lord or to become equal with Him. In a diseased condition only, the foolish beings claim to be one with the Lord, and thus become misled by the illusory energy. In a diseased condition only, the foolish being claims to be one with the Lord, and thus becomes misled by the illusory energy. The misguided living beings, therefore, must accept the supremacy of the Lord and agree to render loving service unto Him. For this they have been created. Without this, there cannot be any peace or tranquility in the world. Srila Vyasadeva is advised by Srila Narada to expand this idea in the Bhagavatam. In the Bhagavad Gita also, the same idea is explained. Surrender fully unto the lotus feet of the Lord. That is the only business of the perfect human being.